Research has shown changing the configuration of slatted concrete flooring can help improve the foot health of gestating sows. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
As part of research conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, scientists looked at the effect of the slat and gap configuration in concrete floors on the effectiveness of manure handling and the welfare of group-housed gestating sows. Narrower slats and gaps of slatted concrete floors for gestation sows was among the discussions last week as part of Prairie Livestock Expo in Winnipeg. Xiao Zhe Yan, a PhD student in the Department of Biosystems Engineering with the University of Manitoba, says two configurations, a 125mm slat and a 25mm gap as a control, and a 105mm slat and 19mm gap as a test, were compared.
During all of the tests of ammonia concentrations, floor conditions, and cleanliness of the animals, we get a result that indicates that two floor configuration had almost the same performance in terms of manure drainage and air quality. So we cannot find any significant difference between these two floor configurations. So the narrow slats and gaps have no effect on the manure drainage and the air quality part. But from the previous study, we know the narrow slat and gap configuration actually have better performance in terms of sow gait. And we do notice there were fewer foot lesions when sows live in a room with narrow floors.
Yan says the hope is that this study can provide some useful information for the producers and the floor manufacturing companies to help them select or design what kind of floor configuration they need to use for group house sows in the future. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.